Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a playing ride sample and turning it into a moving, old-school jungle and DNB groove element, using only stock Ableton Live 12 devices. And I want to be clear from the start. This is not just about making a cymbal sound processed. We're going to make the ride behave like part of the rhythm section, something that pushes the track forward, breathes around the break and adds that slightly unstable, machine-human energy that makes old-school jungle feel alive. This kind of ride works beautifully in the middle of a DNB arrangement. So think after the intro has already established the drums and sub, or right, before and during the first drop when you need motion without cluttering the snare pocket. That's the sweet spot. The ride is there to support the break, support the bass, and keep the arrangement feeling like it's moving somewhere. So let's build it. First, choose the right ride sample. You want a ride with a clear transient and a little bit of noisy tail. Avoid super clean, glossy cymbals if you want jungle energy, because those can feel too polished and too modern. We want something with a bit of bite, a bit of dust, something that already has some character in the source. Drag that ride onto an autonote track and loop it for one bar or two bars, depending on the phrase you want. One bar gives you a tighter, more direct groove. Two bars gives you more room for variation and phrasing. Then set it to your project tempo and turn warp on. If the sample is short and percussive, start with beats mode. That usually gives you the most punch and preserves the transient nicely. If the ride has a longer wash, test complex or complex pro so the tail stretches more smoothly. For a first pass, I'd start with beats, because in DNB we usually want the top end to stay sharp and controlled. Now, don't just lock it to the grid and leave it there. That's where a lot of these loops become too sterile. What gives old-school jungle its energy is that slight off-grid movement, that subtle push and pull. So open the clip and start nudging individual hits. Not a lot. We're talking tiny amounts. Shift some repeated hits a few milliseconds late. Leave others dead on the grid. And maybe push one or two hits slightly early to lead into a snare or a break accent. A good starting idea is to keep the main ride hits on eighth note spacing, then move alternate hits about 5 to 15 milliseconds late. Then maybe bring one hit a little early before a snare or before a phrase change. That little tiny contrast is enough to make the ride feel like it's breathing with the break instead of sitting on top of it like a loop pasted onto the session. If you're working with MIDI instead of audio, you can do this through Simpler and the Groove Pool. Load the ride into Simpler, put it in a drum rack pad, and sequence it with MIDI. Then add a subtle groove swing, something MPC style, but keep it restrained. You don't want huge swing here. In DNB, too much swing can make the top end wobble in a way that feels disconnected from the kick and snare. Keep timing around 40 to 60% if you want groove pull swing, and keep velocity movement subtle. Tiny changes go a long way. Now let's get more intentional with the character of the warp itself. Warp is not just for syncing. In this context, it's part of the sound design. If the sample stretches too cleanly, or if it feels too pristine, try different warp settings and listen to what they do to the tail and the transient. A slightly more compressed or slightly more chopped warp can actually help the ride sit in a jungle context, because early sampling gear and resampling often created little tonal imperfections. That slight instability is part of the vibe. A useful advanced move here is to duplicate the clip. Put one version in beats mode for the snap, and another version in complex mode for the smear. Then blend them together. You can low pass the smoother copy a bit so it becomes more like air and less like a bright metallic hit. This creates a layered ride where one layer gives you attack and the other gives you atmosphere. That's very useful in DNB, because the ride can feel full without having to be loud. Now, if you want maximum control, bring the ride into Simpler and trigger it with MIDI. This gives you note level control over accents, ghost notes, and pattern variation. Load the sample into Simpler, choose Classic Mode for straightforward playback, and sequence a one-bar pattern. Make the main hits land where they support the break, then add lower velocity ghost hits in the spaces before the snare. You can even add one extra hit at the end of bar 2 if you want a little turn into the next phrase. For velocities, think something like this. Main accents around 95 to 120, secondary hits around 60 to 85, and ghost articulations much lower, maybe 25 to 50. Those small dynamics matter. In jungle and rollers, a ride that changes by just a couple of dB can feel much more alive than one with heavy automation and huge level swings. If the ride feels too stiff and simpler, use the start and envelope controls. Trimming the very beginning can remove a dull attack or help the transient hit cleaner. Shortening the release keeps the tail from washing over the snare. Or, if you want a more classic dusty rave feel, Let the release breathe just a little more. Again, it's about context. The ride should help the groove, not occupy all the air above the drums. Now let's process it. A clean but aggressive stock chain works really well here. Start with EQ8. High pass the ride somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, depending on how much low junk is in the sample. If there is any harshness or glare, look around 6 to 10 kHz and make a narrow cut if needed. Don't overdo the top end boost. A lot of people think cymbals need more brightness, but in DNB that can quickly get fatiguing. After EQ, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way. Try 2 to 6 dB, and if the ride needs extra density, turn on soft clip. That can help the ride cut through a busy break and bass line without forcing the level too high. Next, drum boss. Keep boom off or very low for ride duty. We're not trying to turn this into a kick. Use a little drive if the source is too polite, and only a touch of crunch if you want a more vintage, gritty edge. This can make the ride feel printed, like it was part of the original drum machine or sampler world. Then use auto filter for movement. This is one of the easiest ways to make the ride evolve across the arrangement. You can high pass or band pass it to keep it narrow in the intro, then open it up as the section builds. And if the ride feels too wide or too facey, use utility to check the width and pull it in a little. In a dense DNB mix, a narrower ride can actually sound stronger because it leaves room for the bass and other top-end details. Now let's think about groove interaction, because this is where the ride becomes part of the record rather than just a loop. Place it in conversation with the break. Don't treat it like a separate layer. If the break has busy fills, let the ride drop out a bit and breathe. If the snare is doing a ghost note move, let the ride answer it. If the bass line has a strong phrase entrance, use the ride to underline that moment. In call and response bass writing, the ride can work great during the answer half of the phrase, then pull back while the bass speaks. If the bass is very active, keep the ride more restrained. If the bass line is sparse, you can let the ride move more and feel a little more open. And if the ride is stepping on the transient pocket, you can sidechain it very gently with compressor or even shape the clip volume with automation. But keep that subtle. 1 to 3 dB of reduction is usually plenty if the ride is just an accent layer. Now we're getting into the arrangement mindset, and this is where the energy starts to feel intentional. Automate the ride across the section. For example, in bars 1 to 4, keep it filtered and tight. In bars 5 to 8, open the cutoff a bit so the top end feels like it's waking up. In the last bar before the drop, push the saturator drive a little, maybe add a tiny beat repeat burst on a return track, then slam it back down right on the drop. That kind of movement is very old school. It creates tension without clutter. You can also automate clip gain by just 1 or 2 dB in key sections. Honestly, that small range can be more effective than a huge filter sweep. A ride that gets just a little more present in the last two bars before a drop can make the section feel like it's leaning forward. And after you've got the groove working, resample it. This is a very jungle move and it's worth doing. Record the processed ride to a new audio track, consolidate the best one or two bar section, and if needed, rewarp it for another layer of timing texture. You might make one version that's bright and present for an intro, another that's darker and more compressed for drop support, and another that's chopped for fills. This is also a great place to get a little experimental. You can build a second ride layer that resolves every 3 or 5 bars, while the main loop stays at 2 bars. That kind of polyrhythmic pull can be super subtle, but it adds motion that the listener feels even if they don't consciously notice it. Another useful trick is accent displacement. Move a few strong hits just before or just after the break's keyed accent so the whole section feels like it's about to snap into something new. A couple of practical teacher notes here. Treat the ride like a rhythmic operator, not a cymbal. If the groove feels stiff, don't immediately increase swing across everything. Often the better move is to offset just the repeated notes, so the pattern breathes around the snare. And check it against the bass envelope, not just the drums. If the bass has a sharp attack, the ride may need to open a little later so the two don't clash in the same moment. Also, keep an ear on the mix in mono. If the ride gets facey or thin, utility is your friend. A controlled, centered ride often sits better than a wide, fancy one that disappears on small systems. So here's the big idea to remember. In old-school inspired DNB, the best ride loops usually rise in energy across the phrase, then pull back at the right moment. They don't stay flat. They don't dominate. They create forward motion, tension, and texture while leaving the snare and sub to do the heavy lifting. For a quick practice challenge, build 3 ride rolls inside one 16-bar section. Make one intro ride that's filtered, narrow, and sparse. Make one main groove ride with micro timing variation that plays nicely with the break. Then make one transition ride that's brighter, dirtier, or more processed for the final one or two bars before the drop. Use only stock Ableton devices. Automate at least two parameters and keep asking yourself one question. Does this ride improve the groove, or is it just taking up space? If you mute the ride for a few seconds and the track suddenly loses momentum, that's a good sign. It means you've turned the ride into an actual arrangement tool.